Hi, good morning and welcome. This is, I'm Chris Franz and this is Victory Now. I want to dive right into the Word of God this morning. Your value, the value that you have is really determined by, a lot of times by people around you and also the way you value people many times or value anything. You kind of determine that, but there are also influences in there. You know, what is the value of a person? Some people are very, very appreciated. If you meet some people, people want to do, you know, get their signature. They want to be around them. If they're celebrities, they've been on television and all that. People are you know, honor them because they've been in a magazine or in a book or something like that, and they want their signature. They do a lot to get that. And yet, with other people, they don't even want to talk to them because they consider them of low value. But what gives you value? What makes you a valuable person? And you know that the thing about it is that the Bible says that Jesus came and God so loved the world. In other words, the world also means you. God so loved you, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You've got to understand the value of humans in God's eyes is incredible. God values us, even though we are not that valuable. You know, if we look at our own lives, there are some people that, you know, they're the self-made person and they're very, very proud and they say, you know, I make everything happen in my life and all that, and they don't see themselves as not valuable. They think they're very valuable. And of course, you know, the Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Once you get to a level of humility, you realize that we're not all that. We don't have all these capacities that we think we have. Even people who think they're so valuable, all it takes is all of a sudden that they get hit by sickness, and all of a sudden all the value is gone, and they see, you know, I will die. I my life is not all that I made it out to be. And many of the people, the great people that the world considers great, that philosophers, people like Charles Darwin, if you hear the stories surrounding their death, you hear that many of them really regretted. Some of them said, "Burn my books, please don't let anybody read them," because they got to the end of their life and suddenly they saw a different view of things. But the thing is that our value is determined in what God thinks about us. And when we realize that, it just changes everything. You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, it says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." And then he says, "Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." And when you realize that when we receive salvation, when we receive what God has given to us, there's a transformation that takes place in our hearts. And I recently read a story of a little girl, and this was probably about 50 years back. This girl was in China, and for some reason, probably because her parents were so poor or because of the one-child policy in China, this little girl ended up in the slave market. And she She was, and the slave market was a terrible place. It was a dirty room. They didn't clean up these children, but these were basically, it was a place where people would come and they could purchase one of these children as their slave. And many of them would go into terrible situations where they were beaten, where they were, you know, depending on the slave owner, whoever bought them, it would turn out terrible for them. In that slave market, it was very dirty. It was a dingy place. It was, you know, they didn't clean up. They didn't really care about these children. No medical care whatsoever. It was only that, like, turn around and sell them as soon as you can. And you could buy one of these children for $7.50, going up to about $50, depending on what, you know, what condition they were in, and it was a terrible thing. There was this whole group of girls that were for sale on the slave market, and one day this couple came in. They were not Chinese. They were from England, and they came into that slave market, and they went in and they bought one of the little girls that was there. She was dirty. Her hair was patched with dirt. You know, very skinny, just a mess. And they took that little girl home, and that little girl, her name was Chen Li. They took that girl home, and they did not buy her as a slave. They started to teach her how to read and write. They taught her, you know, how to respond to people. They taught her about Christ. They taught her about a relationship with God. And this little slave girl grew up in a missionary family, and grew up, and she became just a magnificent lady. And you know, if you look at that story of what, and this really happened, Chen Li. If you look at the story of Chen Li, you see, you know, that's exactly what God does to us. You know, in ourselves, we have no value whatsoever. We are slaves to sin. We are bound in the filth of the enemy, and there's no beauty about us. It's like we have the dirt of the earth in our hair. We're dirty all over. There's nothing on the outside that could show any beauty in our lives. We're a mess. We're a mess without Christ. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, and we are on the high road to death. But then Jesus Christ comes to the slave market, and he sees us in that slave market, and he says, I want that person. I want Chris Franz. I want whatever your name is. I want that person. I'm going to buy that person. And that's exactly what Jesus did through what he did on the cross when he died for our sins. Jesus paid the price for us. He paid the $7.50 or whatever it was, the price for the slave, and he bought us out of that sin, and he brings us into a relationship with him. And you know, little Chen Li, when she came out, she didn't know what was happening to her. She was afraid. She was scared. She thought this missionary couple was gonna make her work the rest of her life. She had no concept of what it meant. But as she came out and she started being treated differently, and she started seeing people that had hope in her and were investing in her, all of a sudden she just bloomed. And And all of a sudden, you know, that's exactly what happens in our lives. When Jesus touches our lives, all of a sudden, we start to bloom and people start seeing value in you that never saw value in you before. And they start even wanting to be like you because they see, I want to pray like that guy prays. I want to fast and experience God like that person experiences God. And so you see the whole thing change in their in our lives. But the this missionary family took Chen Li and raised her up. She got outside, was taken outside of China. She saw London, she saw England, she saw other countries. She as a slave girl, she would have never dreamt ever to see any of that. But she had been taken out of slavery by that couple. And you know, what happened to Chen Li? Chen Li was was grown up and serving God, and one of the top businessmen in the town in China where she lived showed interest to let Chen Li marry his son. Now let me just say this. Chinese businessmen of high class, high ranking, would never consider a slave girl as a wife for his daughter. Never. I mean, the slaves were slaves the rest of their lives. But something had changed in Chen Li. She was taken from slavery, set free, and all of a sudden everybody saw value in her. Even one of the businessmen wanted to have her as his daughter-in-law. Can you imagine what happens? That's exactly what happens in our lives. When God touches us, we become valuable. And that's why this scripture is so wonderful. You know, where it says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you're the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You see, the work of the cross in our lives changes everything. And that's what it does. It changes the value of our lives. All of a sudden, we become valuable in many people's lives because we're real. It's not just some kind of forgiveness that we get and we keep doing wrong all the time. We become the righteousness of God. And so I just want to encourage you. You are valuable in Christ. If God has saved you and taken you out of the slavery camp of the devil, he has set you free. Rise up, become who God called you to be, and live for him with all that you have. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. God bless you and appreciate you very much.